Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is the business of sports.
Should Major League Baseball shorten up the season?
How do we present football to the audience of the future?
I don't think that most players understand the power that they have.
Michael Barr.
The future of IndyCar racing is looking bright.
Scott Soschnick.
Very basic math here. More bidders means more money.
Evan Novi-Williams.
The team value has essentially quadrupled.
And the leaders in the sports industry.
Time to bring in our guest, Hal Steinbrenner.
National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman.
Atlanta Braves President Derek Schiller.
Patriots President Jonathan Kraft.
Bloomberg Business of Sports from Bloomberg Radio.
Hello, I'm Scott Soschnick.
I'm Evan Novi-Williams.
And I'm Michael Barr, and this is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast where...
Jerks! I didn't realize, jerks!
We're going to explain that in a second. We're going to explore the big money issues in the world of sports. And let's explain why you just blew out the weed.
Well, Medina wrote it down for you to explain it. It's under your name.
Here it is. It's the Carolina Hurricanes monetizing jerks by the, let's call them the...
Crotchety. I like that word.
Yeah. Of good old Don Cherry with the high collar and all. This is
Hockey
what he
Night
said.
Hockey Night in Canada analyst.
Yeah. So everybody knows who he's talking about. So,
but you got to say, the Hurricanes, after their games, they have some... Some would say fun, on-ice celebrations. Mr. Cherry is not among the people who like it.
Let's listen. This is the National Hockey League. Brendan Moore is a good coach. He play. These guys, to me, are jerks. You have to do this in the National. They're still not drawn. This is to me, and I'll tell you one thing. They better not do this in the playoff. What I don't understand is Brendan Moore is a straight shooter. He always was. This is a joke. The rest of the guys, young men expressing themselves for joy of winning. You don't do this thing in the net. It's professional hockey. What are these guys, the jerks or something?
Ah, what are these guys, jerks or something? Sounds like Tom Keene. You got to get Tom in here to try that.
Oh, man. You know what? Don Cherry, he's been around since I was like a teenager.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't follow Canadian hockey, who would we say? He's sort of...
Dick Vitale with a meaner Chuck streak. Sager's suit.
Yeah, Craig Sager.
Craig Sager, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's Dick Vitale wearing Craig Sager's suit. That's perfect. So that'll give you what he is. But let's give a little context here.
I think that clip sums
here.
Up who he is.
Yeah, yeah, but let's give some context. Like, after the Hurricanes, like, win a game, like, they'll do things. All the players would skate and jump into the glass. They did the Viking
home
clap.
Run derby.
Like, yeah,
they've done duck,
bowling
duck,
game. One guy would be the ball. They'd all fall down. And the crowd loves it.
The fans like it. Yeah.
And Gary Bettman has said, listen, what works in an original six market might not work in, say, Vegas or Anaheim. Hey, no harm, no foul. But the best part here is that the Hurricanes are embracing it, and Tom Dundon is embracing it, right, Evan?
Yeah, I mean, they're selling T-shirts, Bunch of Jerks. They had a projection on the
I want
ice
a Bunch of Jerks
week.
T-shirt. If anybody should have a Bunch of Jerks T-shirt, it's this crew.
Projection on the ice that said Bunch of Jerks. The team is playing well. They're as we record this, they're in a playoff spot. They've won eight of their last
they
10
They better not do this in the playoffs!
I would love to see them do this in the playoffs. It's just kind of another example, I think, exactly as you said. You know, Tom Dundon bought this team a couple years ago. He's clearly trying to inject a new kind of energy and a different kind of thought process from a business standpoint. And this is smart, right? Fans are clearly rallying around it.
I love it.
I imagine the players are rallying around it also.
Yeah. You know they're probably hatching the next routine, and that adds to team bonding. It's all good. Although, we have discussed my son's hockey team in the past, right? 9 years old, and his coach is a former NHL captain. I don't know if he would allow this.
I was just going to ask that.
If I were a betting man, And I'll ask him. But I would say that our coach, very stoic, would not allow the 9-year-olds to do this. Because I think, just because I think the fear would be that you're showing up the opponent.
See, I remember, I'm going to go Don Cherry. See, I remember back in the day when you used to see Hockey Night in Canada, and there was nothing on the walls, no advertisements, nothing at all. And at
advertisements?
The,
I didn't. Organization? Is he going to give me that next?
Nothing.
Oh, hey?
There was nothing on the wall. And after the end of the game, they would after they were fussing and fighting and feuding on the ice, they'd come out and shake hands, and that was the end of it.
Yeah. But this is different. This is hockey in Carolina. We have hockey in the Sun Belt. You have hockey in the desert. You better make it entertaining. And this is entertaining. Brian Burke, by the way, you know the former GM, Brian Burke?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, called it peewee garbage. It's all these old school, like, oh, just
do it before the game,
whatever.
Too, right? Just embrace
whatever.
The fact that you're the team that's having fun in the NHL, while a lot of the other, you know, teams and analysts are not.
But I'm telling you, Medina, we have to ask Tom Keene. We'll play that for him and see if he can come in and give us his best rendition.
Who did it better?
Yeah, who's a better Don Cherry? Don Cherry or Tom Keene? I want.
See, man, why do you do this? This is why we can't have nice things. You know, you always are starting problems all over the place.
Have you had a hockey discussion with Tom Keene?
Yes,
I have. How fast did you try and get away?
Let's go on to Sports Radar and
Tell
MLB.
Tell me something about Zuccarello.
See, come on, man.
What happened to Zuccarello?
Like Tom, man. Come on. Give me Sports Radar. Come on.
Edmund, give me Sports Radar.
Yeah, Sport Radar, a Swiss sports data firm that we've talked about a lot on the show. They have a new deal with Major League Baseball. They're going to be distributing.
Who don't they have a deal with?
Yeah, they're running out of teams.
The NFL part is an equity stakeholder.
NFL's an equity stakeholder. Ted Leonsis, Mark Cuban, Michael Jordan.
I've heard of them.
It's got a good little list of investors from the U.S. sports world. They're essentially the data middleman. So all the data that baseball takes from its stadiums, fast pitch, bat speed, you know, arc of the home run, etc. That's a raw feed that Sport Radar takes and turns that into the thing that, Michael, you can see when you open DraftKings on your way home, you know, a live betting option on
Take the Hurricanes.
X and Y. So Sport Radar occupies that space. They're paying a lot of money for these rights. It's exclusive internationally. It's not exclusive in the U.S., which is essentially the same setup that they've done.
Evan, but you and I have heard the same thing with Radar, that they've overpaid for the rights. And how valuable are the rights in a world where you can – is it because you need – How valuable do they view the official data in this betting world?
Yeah, and that's the big question, because I mean, for listeners out there who don't really understand this world, it is complicated. Las Vegas has taken bets for decades on sports and hasn't paid a dime for the data rights. Baseball, NBA, obviously they want these operators to pay for these rights, and outside of making it mandated, which they've tried, you know, legislatively across the country, the approach now, as baseball explained to me this week, is just to make their official data so good, something that you can't replicate if you're not paying for it directly, that if you're not offering it, it becomes apparent to any baseball bettor out there, wow, I need to be on X operator because they have the fastest, most reliable, coolest little game
value
setup.
And exclusivity,
exactly.
If that's the case.
So that is the plan right now, which is a smarter play. But to me, these deals just kind of underscore all these little ways that
see how we use the word underscore?
I like that. You got it in there. Slipped it in.
They underscore all the little ways that leagues are monetizing this, you know, this incredible soon to be multi-billion-dollar industry.
And I know this isn't on the list, but baseball doesn't want folks betting on spring training games. They're saying they're more susceptible to
business. They made a bid. You know, they wrote a letter asking to have spring training games taken off the board. Their argument being that they're not fully competitive games,
right.
Which, you know, there may be an argument to that, but to my knowledge, I don't think they've ever written that before,
right.
And there's been
no
Vegas
problem, right.
Odds
but,
on spring.
Bar, you know what
the
answer was from Vegas?
What?
No.
But see, I get what Major League Baseball is saying. I mean, come on, this is the same spring training where we saw Tom Selleck and even Billy Crystal
throw a couple of pitches.
Tom Verducci.
I don't think we've had this discussion, but if you're going to criticize Tom Selleck
I'm not,
be friends.
I am not
criticizing
Tom Selleck.
No, but why? You and I should share this connection.
Okay.
Thomas Sullivan Magnum, his latest greatest role, Tom Selleck as Magnum. What did he wear?
I get it. He wore Tiger's
cap. Tiger's cap. Yeah. And Trammell and Whitaker were on the show.
I get that. I love it. And
he was in the restaurant or the bar talking to Trammell and Whitaker. He didn't realize it was them.
And I was pumped up when I saw Tom Selleck throw a couple of pitches. I shouldn't say pitch, but he was batting.
Okay.
He was batting. But what
Better
I'm saying
than Garth
is,
Brooks or not as good as Garth Brooks?
Well, Garth Brooks, no.
He did the Mets. I saw him hit in the Mets. Yeah.
But what I'm just saying is, like, you can't place a bet on that because you know that Tom Selleck wasn't going to make the team.
Right.
So it's hard to be competitive.
Right. To me, once you're allowing betting on the Oscars, which is a preordained decision that's already been made, the argument for not betting on spring training baseball seems to be, I mean, to me, a little flimsier.
Right. And you saw it this year when it was whatever the best director all of a sudden was taken off the board, and like, well, this wouldn't happen
if it
right. You need the outcome not to have occurred.
Yeah. But there's a good chance that this play by baseball to ask for those games to be taken off is part of kind of a larger strategy or an evolving approach to sports gambling. We're gonna see more of this, right? This data story is gonna remain, I think, fairly controversial if you're an operator, and all the ways that leagues are monetizing this new nascent U.S. sports gambling industry, that we're going to see a lot more different kind of carve-outs and things like that.
Or let them talk more. What else? You got more, like more Vegas, more gambling.
I've got
more.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
I want to get the DraftKings and Caesars.
Yeah. So the other major sports gambling news of the week so far. Who knows what's going to happen?
It's only what time
over
is it?
Over the rest of the week. Caesars and DraftKings formed a. They're called Market Access Partnerships.
MAPS.
It's also fairly confusing. So
this is my role here.
I'll explain it real quick.
Oh, good. Let's see if everybody's turning off the podcast.
Yeah, bear with me here. Because the U.S. is legalizing sports gambling on a state-by-state basis, a lot of the states, the way that they give out their mobile gaming licenses, you have to do it through a brick-and-mortar casino. And when that happened in New Jersey, an online bookmaker like DraftKings, which doesn't own casinos, had to find a partner, a casino to dance with to get their license.
If you don't have mobile, you got nothing.
Yeah. So DraftKings did that through Resorts Casino in New Jersey. In New York, there's only a set amount of casinos. There was a lot of negotiations. They found a partner in New York as well. It's a big hurdle for DraftKings. And in all of these states in which mobile betting is popping up, if they have to go to find a casino, pay a separate fee, etc., through this deal with Caesars, they get access to those mobile gaming licenses in most places where Caesars has a casino, right? And Caesars is the biggest U.S. casino operator. So that makes sense for DraftKings. On the back end, Caesars is getting a stake in DraftKings. I'm not sure how big it is. I'll certainly let you know if I can find out how big it is.
What's the valuation of DraftKings these days? Give me a guess.
Oh, it's got to be between $1.5 and $2 billion.
And should we alert the audience, by the way, the interesting thing that we're sort of tracking in terms of NFL ownership in DraftKings? When they reach a certain percentage, it's what, 50%? When 50% of the revenue is sports betting?
Yeah, once DraftKings becomes a majority
sports book, not daily fantasy, which they're not quite yet.
And Jason Robbins, when he was on the podcast, talked about this, what they would need. But at some point, and I think probably
they said
some
two more
point,
states. It was like New York and California.
Probably at
it.
Some point this year, DraftKings will probably become a majority. The revenue will become a majority sports betting.
But at that point,
There may be some of the owners that are involved in DraftKings that bought stakes back when they were just a DFS company and it was the thing to invest in.
Bob Kraft.
They may need to get out of their stakes.
You got to get out. That's the NFL rule. Like if it eclipses 50% revenue on sports betting, then the owners have to divest their stakes.
That said, divesting your stake is not easy. We talked about baseball
at these valuations.
A second ago.
Yeah,
Major League Baseball has a stake in DraftKings. To my knowledge, they have not yet gotten rid of it. It's not an easy thing to just kind of unload. The NBA got rid of their FanDuel stake, but it was tiny, but that happened because FanDuel merged with Paddy Power Betfair, right? So in the middle of a much larger transaction, the NBA had an opportunity to kind of unload its stake.
Yeah, who wants our stake
through that deal?
Right.
I think baseball wants to unload it. They've said they're going to get out of their DraftKings stake, but it's a little harder kind of without that bigger umbrella deal happening.
Before we go to the next one, they got a new fantasy website. It's called Monkey.
I'm getting a little nervous as far as telling me about a new fantasy website.
MonkeyKnifeFight.com.
What?
That's what it's called.
I know Monkey Knife Fight guys. They're good people. They're former.
Don't bring a monkey to a knife fight. Isn't that a saying?
Former executives from Draft Day. If I'm correct.
Yeah. No. I mean, it seems like I took a peek at it.
What is Monkey Knife Fight? No, seriously, I don't know. So I'm assuming many of our listeners don't know.
It's a brand new website where you can do fantasy sports or.
But why do I need
but
more?
You're not, but you're not competing against other people. You're competing solo against the house. Maybe that's the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, it's kind of think of it as like a middle ground between gambling and daily fantasy. And to my knowledge, I think legally they argue it's not gambling, so maybe less of a licensing process.
Right.
But yeah, I think they launched in Chicago, if I'm right about that. Pretty popular, yeah.
Well, in Calling
Great
Balls
name.
And Strikes,
Great name,
people have said monkeys could do better.
See, now you've just insulted all of the umpires.
I said people have said. I'm a John Hirschbeck fan.
Okay.
Cowboy Joe West. I can keep going.
Well, would you want to see robot umpires?
Yeah, why not? If I'm going to an independent league game, the Atlantic League signed a deal with MLB where, in essence, obviously, MLB can't try new things in the real affiliated leagues. So they signed a deal with the Atlantic League, which is independent. They're probably going to move the mound back. So 60 feet, 6 inches. Now push that back a little bit. They're going to use robot umpires. Yeah, I want to see this. Absolutely.
The latest installment of robots are coming for your jobs. Umpires.
Yeah, umpires. Now, exactly. Well, you've got you've got the old pitch track thing that's you've seen in the box and
calling this a robot umpire, I think, is misleading, right? There's not
going to
be
a guy
a
behind, not a robot
something.
Behind.
Yeah,
yes.
It's not warning.
Rosie
it's not
from the
like
Jetsons
yeah.
just sitting back there.
Oh my Lord, I've never been so proud of you. Rosie from the Jetsons.
Oh.
How do you even know about Elroy? Oh,
I love the Jetsons. Yeah. Wow. However, yeah, I think this is more like the pitch track system that or Hawkeye is what it was called when baseball tried it.
They're not made
a while
by
ago.
Spacely Sprocket.
Nice. There you go. This is.
I'm so proud of him. Who would have thunk?
This was a fairly controversial item when baseball kind of dabbled with it a number of years ago, right? I think a lot of pitchers were upset by it. Interesting that they're looking into it, right? I mean, for a long time, the stance, I think, from baseball has been that, you know, the human element of umpires is something that has been part of the game for a long time, obviously is an important part of the game, and they wanted to keep that. But who knows? Yeah, this is a testing ground, and I'm fascinated to see what else they do as part of this league, right? I think the agreement, as it was reported, they need to give 45 days notice for any kind of, you know, new quirk that they want to test out in there. Yeah, we'll see. I'm interested.
Well, let's stop this crazy thing. This is the Bloomberg Business. See what I did?
The Jetsons.
I'm proud of you. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast.
I'm Michael
Barr, along with Scott Sosnick and Evan Novy Williams.
We're here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday exploring the world of money and sports.
Join us again at the end of the week when we speak with Angela Ruggiero, former USA hockey player, former IOC board member, and co-founder of the Sports Innovation Lab.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world and online where you get your podcasts.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.